Hold on, hold on. Give me a second. Who would even be up this late at night? Whoever you are, I don't. Hey, are you okay? No, I don't have time for strangers at this hour. But I'm always going to have time for my best friends. You look like you've just seen a ghost. This hotel isn't haunted, is it? You never know. It's one of those big, sprawling, Victorian-inspired places. The lady of the house could have died, and then her soul still lingers here, bleh, you know? But that's not why you came here. I'm guessing you couldn't fall asleep. You should at least try to get some shut eye. Tomorrow is the big day, after all. Are you getting cold feet about your marriage or something? Oh, that was meant to be a joke or something. Oh, no. Come in, come in. Let's not talk about this in the hallway where just anyone could hear us. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. I'm sure, as you can tell, I was just laying on the bed. These hotel's pillows are so soft. I've been dozing in and out of sleep for like the past few hours, I think, and I haven't even realized it. Though, I can't really tell. Do you know what time it is? Yeah, that makes sense, considering the only sounds besides us are the bugs outside. What is that? Cicadas? Maybe crickets? I've never been good at telling the difference between the two. Anyways, what's going on? I mean, it's obvious that you can't sleep. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come to my room. You know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like back when we were teenagers. Remember how one of us would sneak out to spend the night at the other's house? Always leaving extra early in the morning before anyone was any wiser. We would spend hours just staring in the dark at absolutely nothing, talking about everything we could think of. There's no filters between us. You don't have to sugarcoat things around me. You know I can handle your brutal honesty. So, what's actually going on? Cold feet is normal. At least, I think it is. I mean, that's what they say on TV all the time. I'll be so honest. You are the first person that I am genuinely close to that's going to have a mating ceremony. I'm not sure of the proper protocol for these kinds of things. But if I remember correctly, it's fairly normal for people to get cold feet before a wedding. It is a huge event. And I mean, it was an arranged marriage after all. Just because she is the most eligible Omega in our town doesn't mean that she's the right fit for you. But if your parents didn't think you two would be a good match, then it probably would never have been made. Clearly, you two are compatible together because when you got to smell her handkerchief, you didn't immediately recoil. That has to be some sort of soothing, right? Okay. You don't have to give me that look. I'm trying to find a silver lining. I mean, if I was engaged to the most eligible Omega, I think I would be feeling lucky. It takes the pressure off of finding a mate. You're going to have someone who loves you forever. I mean, do you really want to be in the same boat as me? I meant it in the way that I don't have an Omega lined up. I don't have people to negotiate on my behalf and try to make the perfect match for me, you know, like the fancy ones. I am an alpha who has to find her Omega the good old-fashioned way. And, like, I could try to find someone by going out in public or using dating apps, asking friends, that kind of a thing. Or maybe if I'm starting to get really desperate, I can sign up for the semi-annual race chase. You know, where people volunteer to mate in the ways of the past by having an alpha hunt for their Omega that they deem worthy. Neither of those sound like they would really be up your alley. This is the easiest way for an alpha to secure a mate. You should be proud of yourself. Every alpha in town is going to be jealous of you. Every Omega is going to want to be yours. You're going to be moving up in the world. If anyone should be having cold feet, it should be her. I mean, she's going to be stuck with you for the rest of her life. What? I'm teasing. You know that. You're going to make a wonderful alpha for your new Omega. I just know it. So there's no reason for you to be getting cold feet, understand? I'm sorry? I don't quite understand that. What do you mean you don't want to be an alpha anymore? I guess I can understand not wanting to be an alpha if it means you can't pick your mates. I guess. I mean, the Omega you are betrothed to does have a bit of a reputation for being a brat, and, well, you've never been the most dominant person. I mean, you seem like the type to prefer an Omega like that. You've always ended up yielding to me whenever we get into arguments. Your own alpha always backs down when confronted by mine. But just because you aren't as dominant as me doesn't mean you are any less of an alpha. You should be proud of yourself for bagging someone like her. She might be a little difficult, but, like, I'm sure the love is going to grow. Eventually. Look. I'm trying my best. I just don't know what I could do to help you in this situation. Did you just suggest pitching? I'm trying to find the words. I don't think you understand the severity of what you are asking for. You realize that bitching is permanent, right? Yeah, you're no longer going to be an alpha. You're going to be an Omega. And you're going to lose a lot of freedom being an Omega. Despite being treated equally, your life is going to become a lot more difficult. People aren't going to take you as seriously. You're going to have alphas and betas leering over you. You're not going to feel safe walking home at night. You're going to have to be friendly to literally everyone just to avoid being attacked or called rude. And those are just off the top of my head. Do you really want to take on all that responsibility? You've thought about this for a while, haven't you? I was starting to get the feeling when you calmly suggested it. And then you made no reaction to me telling you about how you're going to lose some of your alpha privileges. That's when I realized you have already made up your mind and there's nothing I can do about it. That's why you came into my room tonight, isn't it? You want me to bitch you so that you don't have to go through with your wedding, right? I'm not mad at you. I'm upset at the situation, but not at you. I never thought you would ask me to bitch you. It's something that's seen as shameful in our society. To willingly go from the cream of the crop to something else. Even if it is to avoid a marriage to someone you don't know. Do you really believe you couldn't grow to love her? Oh. If your heart already belongs to someone else, then I guess I can get it. I still haven't found anyone who makes my heart flutter. You're the only person I ever want to spend time with. Still waiting to outgrow that phase of our friendship. Can you look me in the eye? I need to ask you this, and I need to know if you're telling the truth. This is the only way I will be able to tell. So please, meet my gaze. Thank you. Taking your hands in mine, I want you to answer as truthfully as possible. Do you genuinely want to be turned into an Omega? And do you want me to do it? Then I will. You're my best friend. I want to see you living your best life. And I know if you were to go find a stranger at something, it just wouldn't be done right. You can't trust just anyone with a process like this, so I'll do it. I will bitch you. Do you know how it works? All that time thinking about it, and you never thought to look up the process? You're going to have to take a lot of knots and a lot of cum. Do you think you'll be able to handle it? Hey, I just want to be sure before we start. I don't want you regretting this decision. You're not going to be able to go through with the wedding tomorrow if we do this. I can only imagine how pissed everyone is going to be. There's going to be fights, arguments, and God knows what else. Are you prepared for all of that? Whatever happens, I'll be by your side. I promise that no matter what happens tomorrow, I'll be right here supporting you all the way. I just want to see you happy, regardless of what it takes. I'll walk you through the bitching so that you don't get too lost. How does that sound? Then undress for me. I start by taking off my own silk robe. I didn't think to wear anything underneath after I got out of the bath. I was planning on having some alone time, but this just got a lot more fun. Do you know how to present for Alpha? Oh, you're absolutely clueless, aren't you, honey? You're going to go face down, ass up, and hold your cheeks apart from me. That's proper breeding position. You've watched Omegas get into this position all the time. Just never thought you would be on this end of it. How long have you thought about becoming an Omega? Just waiting for the right moment to ask, but it never came. Sometimes we have to work with the hand we're dealt. Taking my place behind you, I can see your whole flutter in anticipation. A little too dry for my liking, though. You won't be able to take my knot like this. Luckily for you, Alpha knows exactly how to fix that. Relax for me. You don't need to be so tight. This is what you asked for, remember? Don't tell me you're getting cold feet about this, too. Focus on how good it feels. Listen to your body, honey. Don't fight it. Lean into it. A good Omega knows to be still for an Alpha who's enjoying herself. Feeling my long tongue start to flick inside you. Spit easing the way. Have you ever had anything inside you before tonight? I can tell. Don't hide your head in the pillows, honey. I want to hear how good my tongue feels. Let it all out. Oh. Opening up so easily for me. Maybe you've been an Omega this entire time, just pretending to be an Alpha. Certainly wet enough to be mistaken for one now. Doubt it's going to take many knots for the shift to start in you. Mm-hmm. going to turn you into the most perfect Omega. Already halfway there from the sounds you're making, and my knot hasn't even been inside you yet. Can't imagine how depraved you're going to be in a few minutes. Falling apart so quickly on my tongue as your hole opens up. Oh, you just taste so fucking good. Would be lying if I said I hadn't thought about this before. Much different circumstances, but I'm certainly not complaining. Practically panting as you cant your hips towards my face, just trying to get my tongue back inside you. Did you miss it that much? Don't worry, you're going to be getting something even better. Just need to get into position. Pulling you closer to the edge of the bands. You forget how easy it is for me to manhandle you. Seems like your alpha's already submitting. Not even trying to fight it. I guess you weren't lying when you said you've been thinking about this, huh? Three of my fingers easily slide inside you. Just checking to make sure you can handle it, honey. Thrusting them in and out. If you think this is a lot, you're going to struggle to take my cock. If you're going to be an Omega, you should really get used to this sensation. It's going to become a very familiar feeling. Was going to say something like, we don't know what the transformation is going to take, so you really shouldn't get your hopes up, but no. With you, it's definitely going to take with you. Do you hear how eager you are? You never wanted to be anything but an Omega. Isn't that right? And it started about the time I presented as Alpha. Did you always picture us being mated together? So when I presented Alpha, you hoped and you prayed to be an Omega, only for it to fall on completely deaf ears, be turned into an Alpha, something you're simply not. Now's your chance to correct the mistake that nature made, right? Oh, just listen to you moaning in agreement, happily working yourself on my fingers as they scissor inside you, opening you up a bit more for me. Feels so good to have you stretched around my fingers like this. But I think if I were to keep going, well, you would end up coming. Which isn't good for an Omega, because everyone knows that a bitch should only come on a knot, right? Then use your words. Ask a real alpha for what you need, honey. Good Omega. I'm going to learn how to take a real knot today. It's not like whatever you had was a good one. I'm sure if I saw you pop it, I would laugh at how small it is. It would be just another testament, even further proof that you were never supposed to be an alpha. And that knot of yours, it simply wasn't supposed to form. It doesn't make sense. Not when your hole feels this good. Not when you love the feeling of my cock inside you, right? Getting used to the slow pace I set. It's not too fast for you, is it, honey? I wanted to take it slow at first. Let you get used to the feeling of my cock inside you. Know for a fact you've never had anything this big before. Stretching your pretty hole out. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Burying your face further into the pillows. Are you embarrassed by how much you're enjoying being treated like an Omega? Oh, yes. Reaching around and starting to stroke you in time with my thrust. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? See, Alpha's going to help you come this first time. Know how hard it is for a bitch to learn to come on a knot. So for the first couple times, I'm going to be generous and I'm going to touch you. I'm going to stroke you and massage you. So warm in my hand as your hole clenches around me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Rocking your hips. You need it deeper, don't you? Oh, I had no idea you would act like this. You really weren't kidding when you said you needed my cock when you were begging for it. That wasn't some sort of an act. You really need it, huh? It's so cute, because it seems like you were almost an Omega. Like you were right there and the scales were gonna tip in that direction. And then something happened, and you just ended up going to the alpha side, but it was never right. I mean, just look at how your body takes me, handling me with such ease. It feels so good. You just needed something to tip the scales favorably towards Omega. Seems that comes in the form of your best friend fucking your brains out. My hips pounding against yours. You feel my cock reach nice and deep inside you. Didn't even realize you could feel this full. My knot isn't even formed yet. Are you going to be able to take that, or is it going to be too much? Is Alpha going to have to pull out? Oh, the way you clench around me every time I spank your ass. It's so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Watching the jiggle. So good. Can barely take my eyes off of it. And you love how it feels too, don't you? Love being put in your place. That's just the omega in you. Might have presented as alpha, but we're fixing that mistake. We are doing what is right. Oh, fuck, do that again. Oh. I'm starting to think maybe it was a good thing that you came to my room tonight. Can you imagine if you behaved like this on your wedding night? What would your omega have said? What would the guests say when they heard about it? You just know she wouldn't be able to keep this to herself. It would be so fucking humiliating. So embarrassing enough to bring shame to the entire family name. This proves you were meant to be on Omega. And bailing yourself further onto me. Working yourself on my cock like you can't get enough of it. This is your favorite feeling in the world now, isn't it? Even as my hand touches you, stroking in time with the thrust, fucking into your needy hole, none of it compares to how my cock feels inside you. You're all fluttering around me like you never want to let me go, like you never want to be empty again. Oh, yes. How often did you imagine yourself fucked on my cock? Did you touch yourself during ruts? Did you pretend it was your heat? Pretending that it was me helping you through it, that it was my cock inside you, that it was my knot you were gripping instead of your pathetic excuse of one? I just know it's itty bitty, Omega. And that's why you were never meant to be an alpha. You're going to get to feel a real knot, an actual alpha's knot. And when I'm done with you, you're going to wonder why you ever thought of yourself as an alpha. It's going to be a foolish dream of yours. Oh, just listen to those whites. Might want to keep it down if you don't want anyone finding out that you're willingly bitching yourself. What would your in-laws think? What would your parents think? Oh, it would be so shameful. It would be so horrific to have a prized alpha so happily, so eagerly become an omega like this. Oh, bent over so fucking perfectly. I only had to tell you once. And then you were taking me just like a proper Omega should. Oh, nature definitely made a mistake with you. Having you present as an alpha masquerading around as something you're so clearly not. I'm going to keep fucking you. I don't care how many times it takes. You are not leaving this bedroom until you're an Omega, until your scent turns sweet. I'm not even going to give them a chance to stop this process, not when you want it so badly. Just listen to you. I'm going to keep fucking into you. I'm going to keep going. Oh, yeah. feeling so fucking good in my hands, rocking yourself forward and pressing yourself further into me, thrusting backwards and fucking yourself deeper on my cock. It's a win-win for you, but it short-circuits my brain. It all feels so good. Can barely come up with anything to think. It all just feels too damn good around me. Clenching me so tightly, gripping me like that. Fuck. Wish you could see how obscene your hole looks. Taking every inch of me. Feeling my breath hot against your neck. My breast draped over your back. It's almost too much as my knot starts to form. Starts to get bigger. Might want to savor this feeling, honey. It's the last time you are ever going to pop a knot. It's not like Omega's needed lie, right? Oh, you're making me tongue-tied with how fucking good. I can barely speak. Oh, fuck. Oh, clenching around me like that. I'm so fucking close. I can't hold back. Not much longer. Cock twitching inside you. Oh, why don't you come with me? I know you need to. I know you want to. You're gonna feel my knot so fucking swollen inside you. There's no reason to pretend around Alpha Omega. You can let go. Come with me. You can let go and go. Oh, shit. I wasn't supposed to do that, was I? Well, I think it might be a little too late to go forward with that, arranged marriage now. I am so sorry. I really didn't mean to. I must have just gotten so caught up in the moment and... Wait. You're not mad? I thought you would be mad. I mean, you're not even an Omega yet, like... Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god. I just made it another Alpha. That's not something we're supposed to do. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh. No. No, I don't regret it. I could never regret anything if it's with you, honey. Do you have any regrets? Then it seems like this was the right decision. Pressing kisses to the back of your neck. Along your spine. It feels so good as you continue to milk my knots. Come what may, I'm still going to be here. I told you I was going to stay by your side with whatever happens tomorrow. Nothing has changed. You don't have to face anyone alone. I'll be right by your side. I'll protect you. I love you, honey. I think a small part of me has always loved you, but just didn't have the courage to say it. Seeing you tonight, trusting me with something so personal, so serious as bitching. All my emotions just came to the surface. I really don't think I want anyone else but you. Is that selfish? If that means that I get to have you all to myself, and that I won't lose you to some bratty Omega, then I think that's okay with me. I can feel how your hole is still working me, trying to make sure every ounce of cum is inside you. If I didn't know any better, I would have assumed you were an Omega to begin with. I just wish you would have told me sooner. Then we wouldn't have had to go through this whole engagement mess. At least you're not going to be breaking her heart. Only the parents. On the positive, I don't think it's going to take too many rounds to bit you. Your body wants this just as badly as you do. That's a great sign. I think a few more rounds and you'll be an Omega tonight. How does that sound? We can't go right away. You feel my knot is still inside you, don't you? That means that I can't pull out. We're locked together until this goes down. I mean, normally it only takes me 20 minutes, but with how fucking good you feel, I think it might be a little bit longer for you. Seems like my cock really wants to breach you, and it simply doesn't care that you're not an Omega. At least, not yet. For whatever reason, my inner alpha's pleased to have you submitting to me like this. I can't even pretend it doesn't bring a smile to my face to see you so happy. So peaceful. It's like a giant weight has been lifted off your shoulders. No more pretending, right? That's my Omega. Let Alpha take care of you. You don't need to worry. That's Alpha's job. Let Alpha take care of you like the good Omega you are.